Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Phil Potempa, a well-known area writer and personality, and also a marketing director for Theater at the Center and the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, where we work. And so, first of all, Phil, what is the status of Theater at the Center?
Like so many other arts organizations, and I know that you're hearing this story probably repeated over and over, but it's sort of the hiatus, you know, for right now, while planning, rethinking, and a bit of rebuilding as well, to make sure, again, whatever is going to unfold for a season or for programming is safe, and not just for audiences, but also for the folks that are on stage. So I always tell any patron that I talk to who's in the lobby at the Performing Arts Center who comes up to the box office, do not count us out yet. Mm-hmm. We look to see you right down the road. It's just a matter of when, and you know that formula is so complicated. It's everything from vaccine to, again, you know, what is the latest mandate from our state?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, our state doesn't really have mandates right now, and look at how well we're doing.
Exactly.
That's just my little, op-ed there. So it is. It's a terrible part. Time for the performing arts in particular, of which Theater at the Center is an example for sure. But you are doing some things. You literally are doing some things over the holidays in the ballroom at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. So let's talk about that, because you're going to do them safely and creatively.
That's right. That's right. And again, you know, I always let folks know any programming that's been moved into that big ballroom space, it's not, you know, a Theater at the Center production. We wish it was. Theater at the Center is a professional equity space. So that stage right now is the one that's on pause. But in the ballroom, Chef Joe Tromm and his Tromm Catering, you know, has had a long history being affiliated with Theater at the Center. And the holiday season is always the busiest time when a lot of folks maybe don't see a show the rest of the year. We wish they would come out and sample and dip their toe in the pool. But a lot of times, just at the holidays, they like to go out and see something. So in the dining room, where normally the chef would be preparing, you know, a wonderful meal that would be a luncheon sitting or a dinner sitting to accompany what's happening in the theater for the holiday production, we're going to do something that is a kind of testing out the waters, where there will be a holiday meal. It can be a lunch option or a dinner, and there's December dates that are set. And, of course, anything you want to find, you can always go to www.cvpa.org, because it's all right on there. Because, again, things do change, as we progress. But It's a dinner show, and it's got kind of a fun radio reading of Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten my fun counterpart here and my co-conspirator, Krista Zivanovic, my longtime editor and collaborator, to join me on stage, seated at a table safely behind plexiglass. And she will do all the female role voices. I'll do all the male role voices. And we've condensed it to 55 minutes with some of the fun radio sound effects and bring that tale to life so folks can dine on an old English menu that Chef has dreamed up and then have a quick 55-minute performance to accompany with it. So the key being, you know, in the ballroom, social distancing, private table seating, those vaulted ceilings normally would hold up to 400 people, and plus that gives us still the cushion for the servers and limit it down to around 100 people. So that gives you a lot of elbow room, John.
That does, yeah. No, I know that room well, of course. And I would say 100 is you can safely distance people with that number.
Yeah.
Well, and how many performance, or is this going to be a command sort of a situation? Are you actually scheduling all of these so you know in advance and can sell them?
Yes, there are scheduled December dates that are already set aside. And it's basically two dates in September that they've zeroed, or two dates in December they've zeroed in on. And on those dates, it'll be both the lunch option and then also the dinner option. And again, just to be safe, I know that our shows are broadcast a little earlier, so I don't want to throw out the dates, but I want folks to go to, again, cvp.org, mm-hmm. so they have the exact dates for those. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason, folks, you know, we don't anticipate people to come running out, but if there is, that's the nice part, is there's a little wiggle room here. You know, it doesn't take a lot to schedule another performance in there, but just a chance for folks to come out, and Chris and I have had some fun just giving an excuse to prepare. fair, and I'm not going to lie that maybe once in a while during our evening reading, some martini may not be involved in there somewhere at her house. But it can be hard, John, as she's distinguished to, how do you make sure that when you sound like Scrooge's young love from his teen years, you know, Belle, to make sure that that does not sound like the same voice as Fred's wife, you know, Scrooge's niece, or if I'm doing the voice of Christmas Present, how does it make sure that that kind of bellowing, loud-sounding voice doesn't sound like Mr. Fezziwig? So it's fun. It's a work in progress, John.
Yeah. No, it sounds like that's quite a you've got to really be flexible for this.
That's right.
And who's going to voice Tiny Tim?
That's Krista. Krista, I said you have to voice Tiny Tim. I said, but you just can't make Tiny Tim then also sound like Bob Cratchit's daughter Martha.
Right,
like,
right.
How am I going to do all of this? But she's coming up with it. She's, you know, and years ago, John, she did it. This is true. She played Mrs. Cratchit in a community theater production of A Christmas Carol. And we all know, you know, Krista's Zavonovic, I do too. And I always envision her playing her as the most adorned and the most fur-covered Mrs. Cratchit there ever was, because Krista, you know, she likes all the extra jewelry and the finery, and I'm thinking, how did she ever grab herself up enough to be a Mrs. Cratchit? But
well,
hopefully she's going to make it happen.
That's called acting. So, Phil,
right, exactly.
Okay, well, thanks for visiting with me to tell our friends out there in the wide world about these activities. Check out the CVPA website and find out more.
Thank you,
Phil, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.